The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Hey, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness. And today, it's official. That's right. We are by 6 Degrees is FM alternative music on 106.7 here in Scottsdale, Phoenix, and along with the world's largest radio internet network. And it is Voice America, and it's our birthday. 6 Degrees is 1 year old today. Last year it was 6'6", so today's it's 6'5". That's a good sign. Joining me today is famed Chicken Soup for the Soul author and America's Ambassador for Positivity, Mark Victor Hansen, to promote his upcoming free breakfast. Who said there's no such thing as a free lunch or breakfast? There is, thanks to Mark Victor Hansen, and he'll be promoting his Wealthy Writers Wisdom program, and that's on June 8th. John Petrie of Beautiful Image, our author-to-be, is going to be telling us about his upcoming book, Overcoming Your Inner A-Hole. Trust me, there's some good material there. Nathan Jet Fuel Jet, 6 Degrees, executive producer at Voice America, and my former co-host from The Naked Truth, soon to be reborn. And now it's the man who made it all possible, Jeff Spinard, president of Voice America Talk Radio Network. Since 1999, Voice America has been streaming live internet radio shows with over 300 hosts broadcasting on 7 different genre-based channels. We are very fortunate to be live on, I believe, both Voice America Variety and Voice America Health and Wellness. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, new number today, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Well, I never thought I'd have you both live in the studio and that we'd be all together again.
What we have here is a reunion with a twist.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about it. This is so exciting. Today is an incredible day, and I'm very happy and very grateful to be blessed with, well, my entire staff, I almost want to say. I don't normally talk about myself much on the show, but today I thought it would be a really good day to do that.
It's a good day to do that.
Yeah. So
I was going to bring up a couple of things myself.
I know you've got all kinds of material for me. So 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, yep. But almost to the date, Nate, my background was sports television. I graduated from ASU. I did go to the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcast Journalism, but my emphasis was television. And I spent six years in sports television. Now, growing up in Alaska and with my mother being completely sports retarded, clueless, I didn't know anything about anything, but I worked for ESPN and
you
TNT.
You shouldn't talk bad about your mother. I've met her.
That's not nice.
She's not
right. Not right at all.
No, I was referring to my sports background and knowledge, but thanks, Nate. So, and I know you know Nana, too. In fact, you have a pair of her underwear. She's waiting for you to return.
I don't want to know anything about that, Nate.
So I give her a pair of mine, so it's, you know, it's just not like
she's... trade off.
It was a birthday exchange.
Probably a little more material than yours, though.
just a little. In fact, I made a sundress.
Yeah, right.
So I started off in sports television again, and then I was getting really tired of beating my head up against the wall. I thought, oh, my God, you know, I need to do something different. So I put my resume out there, and I kept getting hits from North American Broadcasting. And I was like, are they retarded? Can't they see my whole resume is like sports television?
TV, right.
Radio, TV. So finally I gave up. I said, fine. You know, it's really the only thing coming up. So I went and I met. And at the time, it was J.C. Clayton. And JC, after several, many interviews, finally said, look, okay, I'm going to hire you, but we've never actually had a female work here before. I'm not that I haven't hired them, but they don't normally survive.
Which was true.
Probably the only thing positive that JC ever probably contributed was hiring Michelle.
I'll agree with that one.
Thank
and that's
you.
Still debatable.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, hey, now you are here today still.
Yeah, right.
So he said, you know, it's not that I haven't hired women. They've just never survived more than 3 weeks. And just one more side note. Most likely no one's actually going to talk to you. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Everyone talks to me. No, he was right.
Yep, he was right. Yep,
so aside from my...
FNGs, man. Oh, you don't talk to the FNGs.
Oh, my God.
And you were the king of that night. Yeah.
I haven't heard that term in quite a while. So aside from Scott, who is still here at... Well, is now here, I should say, at Voice America, who was my office mate at the time.
Right.
Scott was the only person that talked to me. So for the first 3.5 months, it was only Scott and I. And JC, of course.
Well, the real trick is getting Scott to shut up.
Yeah,
you know, right.
I'm not even sure I knew you were in the building.
Right. I kind of kept to myself. Yeah. My office was kind of close to the front door, so I'd just slip in and slip out.
Gotcha.
But I think this was the real break. So it didn't take me that long to get acclimated, and I was doing pretty well, and I think I somewhat earned some of your respect. But the biggest tiebreaker was that you guys always went to lunch every Friday, and I never got invited to lunch every Friday.
Executive lunch.
I miss those lunches.
Free hamburgers and fries.
Well, it was only free to you because...
Two for ones.
Well, let's explain how that became free. So it was only free to you because whoever won the week, whoever brought in the most money that week, got a $250 bonus. And whoever won the month got a $500 bonus. And whoever was in charge of either one of those dates had to buy everyone lunch. Well, when I started winning the month and the week, I would have had to buy you lunch, but you weren't inviting me to lunch at the time. I think that was the real breaking point for you guys, realizing that no one was going to buy you lunch.
Well, that's key. Yeah. So, you know, it was good. It was good timing.
Now we come back from the break. We're going to talk about where we had lunch, and then we'll bring it up to our current relationship and how we got back here now. So, it's so great to be here with both of you. It is kind of weird. I mean, 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
to have Reuben and Ryan.
So we're going old school on this one.
I know. When I had the opportunity to come back and meet Jeff here in the building and to see everybody and go, oh my gosh! And we had the naked truth. You guys were like 18 and 19. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, not you two, but Ryan and Reuben, now, you know, back there in the engineering booth. I can't see their smiling faces.
The kids are all grown up now.
I know. To know that everybody is still here and still together.
Yeah, Ryan's the vice president.
Ryan's the vice president.
Reuben's in charge of everything back there.
I love it. Oh, and Chad, too. Thanks.
Yeah, Reuben.
Hey, Chad.
I'm getting news from
that.
The other end. No, but it was so great to come home, and I don't think there's anything better than that feeling of good friends that you love, and that feeling of coming home. So I am grateful to be here, grateful to have Voice America be, well, even physically the home of my new home.
Give me a hug,
Of course, you know I've been trying to bring you to have you come home for quite some time now, so I blame you for this one.
Yeah, okay, well,
but you are
we'll
here,
talk
so
about that
good,
on the other
right?
side of the break. Hey, you're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, I don't want to make
trouble saying no? Can't say it? Wear it with Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. Live out loud, speak your truth, and look fabulous with Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Be good to yourself. You're worth it. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
This is Dr. Ron Mann with the first key element for survival, adjustment. Change is a natural part of life. Your ability to adjust and adapt to new situations is vital to the ability to respond to change. The most adaptive response requires that you live in the moment and effectively interact with what is. If you get caught in responding to what you wish reality to be rather than to what reality is, then you might find yourself left behind. If you become overwhelmed with fear, you will be frozen like a deer in the headlights. Change when the world is changing around you, or you will be in serious trouble. Old realities no longer hold true. If you continue to act the same way and hope for a positive result, you will be very disappointed and put your security and well-being at risk. For more, join me second Saturdays on 6 Degrees for Mastering Your Mental Game. Visit me at ronmann.com. That's ronmann.com.
During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can help you craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material to draw in new customers and build your business, positioning you for success. Wolf Creative is also ready to assist you with any of your graphic design needs, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Call 602-441-5621, that's 602-441-5621, or visit jenwolfcreative.com, that's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, jenwolfcreative.com for more details.
TalkStars Media Consulting and Michelle Kors 6 Degrees exclusively utilizes Jen Wolf Creative for all editorial, script, and copywriting services. Trust your content to Jen Wolf Creative.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
I thought you'd like it. Welcome back to 6 Degrees and our new home. We are by today. I'm so proud of that fact. 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and VoiceAmerica.com. We are on the Variety Channel and I think Health and Wellness already. So if you just tuned in, well, you're just in time. We're visiting with two of my closest friends, really my family on the entire planet, Jeff Spinard, president of Voice America Talk Radio Network, and my very good friend and former co-host, soon to be co-host again, Nathan Jet Fuel Jet, also the executive producer of my show. Later in the show, don't forget we've got Mark Victor Hansen coming up, and we're going to be promoting a free breakfast. Also have some great giveaways later, so stay tuned. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And so we were talking a little bit about before the break of how we met. Anyway, I ended up in radio, and it really changed my life. Television was fabulous. I'm a visual person, and I know that yesterday you just announced that today, there's all these crazy, amazing things happening today, mm-hmm. that Voice America is also launching voiceamerica.tv, mm-hmm. iTelevision.
July 5th will be the launch of voiceamerica.tv.
She finally got around to reading the. Email I sent her.
Hey, now you didn't know that you were supposed to be here the whole show, so you didn't read your email either.
Well, I knew I was supposed to be here. I didn't know I was actually going to be.
That's because you didn't read your email.
I read the whole thing. Careful.
But she sends me an email. Do I need to be dressed up?
I need to take a little break. No, I said, do I need to do my hair tomorrow? But I have a little rule, you know, there's some things I can't absorb all at once, depending on what. So all week I was like, could you, everyone who called me, like, could you call me like noon on Saturday. Like, I just need to get through Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's
right.
The goal. So if you want to send me a message, it's, you know, if it's text, that should just be a few words. Mm-hmm. And if it's multiple text, that should be an email.
I know exactly where you're coming from.
And if it's multiple paragraphs, that's a phone
call.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so if it's too much information, call me. Because I can't absorb it on the screen or in like 20 text messages.
You know, it's so true, too.
Thank you.
You get so busy. It's going to be quick. Get to the point. Let's move on.
Right. What do you need? So, see, I send you like brief
messages.
Jeff's
changed. You know, can you tell?
Well, yes, he has. Because back to our original story of how we all met. That 10 years ago, I started producing radio, which I had no clue how to do. And fortunately, after the first 3.5 months, then we moved offices. And because I was doing very well and ended up taking the crew to lunch at Amazon's every week, I was so happy to be a part of the team, that Nate and I ended up rooming together in the new offices. And I learned so much from Nate. And Nate, at that time, became my best friend. And in a very short period of time, we're like, why don't we have our own show? Why are we helping these morons? We could have our own program.
They're clients, not morons.
Oh, sorry. Well, at the time, we're talking about the past. This is 10 years ago.
You may have been putting morons on the radio. I wasn't.
Well, I did have that one white supremacy show that we won't talk about now.
Right.
So I just thought he was very proud to be white at the time. Anyway, that's a totally different segment.
Where are we going with this?
Back to Amazon.
Back to Amazon.
I'm still there.
But some of the wonderful things I learned from Nate, we're going to visit with Nate more later in the show, just Nate. But Nate would be talking to people on the phone, and that's what we do. I love helping, and what you guys are doing here at Voice America, you've got over 300 hosts, but helping people that have a wonderful message get it out to the public and have a voice and have it be unscreened, you know, because so much of the media is filtered, but really allow them to enjoy the privilege to broadcast AM, FM, or internet. And Nate would have these amazing conversations with people, like, here's why you need your own show. And like, well, I was a guest on Oprah, and Nate would be like, yeah, you know who's on Oprah last week? They'd be like, no. He's like, yeah, neither do I. I already forgot.
Where'd you get that one from, Nate?
Did you get that from Jeff?
Yeah, anything that I know about radio is because I spent my
money.
This goes old
down.
School, right?
Yeah.
I'm like a sieve. It just leaks right out of me.
Well,
but it's the truth, which is why I always said it.
Now, was it 2000? Now, Voice America launched in 1999, but was it 2001?
Voice America's name came about. Came about in 99.
Oh, because it was Motivox.
Well, no. It was Surfnet Media. Yeah. Motivox didn't come until 2004, 2005.
Okay.
There's a whole story.
But it was about 2001 that you all left and migrated over here.
End of 2000, very early 2001, yes.
Okay.
I come over in 2002, roughly.
Okay, yeah. I was the last man standing at our old station. I was left there all alone. All of you guys left me for Voice America.
Well, you are more of a man than some of those people over there, I'll tell you that much.
I'm curious, how long was I even still there when you came on?
Well, I started January 2000, and I left June 2002.
Okay. So it wasn't, it wasn't very long at all.
No, you left, you know, but what's amazing is there's been two distinct places in my life, or situations, I should say, events in my life, where I knew I was supposed to be there, and that was a really brutal working environment. We all know why.
Well, that's an understatement.
Right. That's a whole different show. But I knew I was supposed to be there, and the friends and the relationships I met, and to have all of us still here and back together again is like, it makes me so happy. But even Donnie Walker, I mean, who's now the head of country music at Westwood One.
Everybody's still in the business, which is
everybody's still in the business, and we'll all still bend over backwards to help one another and remain in touch. So
I feel like I bend over forwards, but yeah.
Well, sometimes you have. I've seen you grab your ankles before.
That's falling forward, right?
So, Jeff, let's talk a little bit more, because we're running out of time. I don't know where it goes, but about Voice America and the incredible environment that you've created here. I'm very fortunate to be, even with Valerie Kirkgaard, someone I know from the past, on the Voice America Variety Channel, as well as Health and Wellness, but you have 7 different channels.
Yes. Well, first of all, going back to when we all were at that other place, one of the biggest things for me was my vision was much bigger than just a local show. I always wanted to bring more, do something more for the house, which is kind of when this opportunity came about, was a perfect timing. So I met the owners of Surfnet Media. We had our conversation and decided, okay, we are actually the pioneer for live on live talk radio. So
It can't be done.
No, nothing.
No one will listen.
No. Which, I'll tell you what, the first 2 years was pretty hard.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, and you mentioned Valerie Kirk, guys. She was one of the very first hosts that ever came over, you know, and started with
Val on the show as well.
I think that would be great.
We can do that next week if she's free, as well as, like, John Gray and Dr. Joe Dispenza. Mm-hmm. These are all, like, great friends of mine. Some of them that don't know it yet, but Dr. Joe. But I've always been a fan of John Gray, and I met some incredible people that are part of his workshop at the Voice America event. Now I'm friends with Kevin Sorbo, thanks to you guys.
That's a
whole different show.
You're already getting the benefits of our network.
I am getting the benefits of your network. And, it's so amazing to have such an incredible audience and to be part of the team again and to really be, I feel back on track. I feel like my whole life's starting all over, so I'm grateful both of you.
Well, I'm glad to be back myself, taking a hiatus. Whenever I left, Motivox and Voice America were still together. And I'm so happy that you're the president and own the company now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I come back and I was, a total transformation. You could see the growth that had happened in just a short period of 4 years.
Well, I do have to do a little disclaimer because in the last, 10 years or so, but especially the last five since you've heard more about internet radio, when I meet people and they say, what do you do? I have a radio show. Oh, are you on the internet? I'm like, no, I'm on terrestrial radio. And I said, but it streams on the internet. I mean, you can catch my program anywhere. Plus, I podcast it. I'm in iTunes. And the only internet radio network that I would ever be on is Voice America because it is the number one in the world.
Well, I'll tell you what separates us from other, quote unquote, internet radio companies or broadcasters is just like now, we're sitting in a live studio. We've got engineers that are running the program. People can call in live. When you talk about internet radio, most internet radio operations, it's a podcast.
Right.
Which I can do a podcast on my own website. There's no...
That was my thing, is going, I actually have a broadcast degree from Walter Cronkite, so I've been on radio for 10 years. Mm-hmm. The internet is an incredible, what I love about internet radio, too, is you can actually track the number of listeners. Mm-hmm. Arbitron is arbitrary, so don't get fooled by those crazy numbers out there. This, you can actually know what your audience is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the fact that whenever you tune into the network itself, you're listening to radio. You don't have to dial something up. It is radio. I mean, it's all internet, and I'm glad to be a part of it for such a long time.
It's just the way the industry is going. Terrestrial radio, great. That's where I started. And for those who don't know what terrestrial means, it's land-based. You're in your car, you put a station on, that's terrestrial.
Right.
But anyway, it's where I started, but this was the natural progression. And moving into the TV side of the business is something that I'm so looking forward to right now. There's so much we have going on, so many different types of program, live events, documentaries.
Webinars.
I mean, there's nothing we can't do on the TV side. That's why, when we take 6 degrees to TV, we're pretty enthusiastic.
Do you know how long I've been saying on my show, if I only had a television show, we'll be demonstrating something, but now I can't change my clothes live in the studio anymore, be a different program.
Oh, which I do got to say, I love the flies. Came in the studios, there's
flowers,
there's champagne.
Flowers and champagne, thanks to
muffins.
Jen Wolf, my partner who I love and adore, and Kent.
Thank you, Jen.
So thank you both. We're going to talk to them on the other side of the break. They don't know it yet, but they'll be coming back with us. I'm your host, Michelle Kaur. We are live once again on 106.7 and voiceamerica.com. If you go to voiceamerica.com, click Variety, and you'll find us, or you can search my name, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. If you want to give us a call.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic Clinic, your home for the highest quality care, a place where you can come and get well and stay healthy. Our goal is to exceed your expectations in all areas of treatment and service. With over 25 years in Scottsdale, Stetson Chiropractic is here to competently treat you, relieve your pain, and provide rehabilitation that is both supportive and affordable. If you'd like to have a successful patient experience, whether to improve or maintain health, let us guide you. At Stetson, we specialize in the care and treatment of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, as well as athletic injuries, automobile accidents, and workers' compensation claims. We utilize modalities such such as acupuncture, orthopedics, physiotherapy, and rehabilitation. Let us get you and keep you back to health. Join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Call for your complimentary consultation at 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955. Or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
This is Michelle Kor. Join me on the road to fabulous with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG diet plan. Trying to shed that extra 10, 20, or 40 pounds and unwanted inches? Why wait? Try a new approach at Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG natural hormone diet. Lose weight, reset, and increase your base metabolism and maintain your weight loss. HCG can help you lose an average of 1 to 3 pounds per day while helping you to modify your eating habits and reset your metabolism for long-term results. Get a one-on-one complimentary consultation by calling Vita Bella today. Be good to yourself. You're worth it. Look and feel your best. A new you for the new year. Tell them I sent you. All 6 Degrees and KWSS listeners receive a $150 gift card. 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sexy thing, you. Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Maximilian, actually.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees, and we are visiting with Nathan Jet Fuel Jet, the 6 Degrees executive producer here at Voice America, as well as my former co-host from The Naked Truth. Welcome, Nate. Do you ever think you'd be on the other side of that desk again on that mic?
Yeah, I knew it. It'd just be how long it was going to take.
Yeah, that's true, because you left me for a few years.
Well, yeah, I did. I got married.
Right. You double left me. I forgot that part.
I've got child now.
Yeah, something's things crazy a little bit about how your lives are evolving and mine really hasn't changed that much.
You'd be surprised sometimes how much I sit at my house and go, you know, if I didn't make the choices that I did, maybe I'd have your life.
Which is nothing?
No.
Oh, what is my life?
Things going on.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, you know, since the onset of Facebook and everything, and I've connected to people that I'd lost track of or forgot I even knew in this lifetime, and people are like, what's new? You know, well, I mean, they already knew, like, I graduated high school and college, and it's like, nothing, really. I've been in radio 10 years, you know, never been married, no children, not much to report, pretty easy to catch up. But no, it's exciting. I mean, I love Amanda. I liked her from the start when you were unsure. Just note, in case Amanda's listening, I was like, yeah, this is the one. And then you left me you went home for a while. You went to Oklahoma.
Yeah, got two girls now. Went to Oklahoma to be around my family, and just the rat race was getting a little too mean.
Yeah.
Got back there and kind of got reunited with my family. And
you got a degree?
Got my degree.
I'm so proud of you.
I was working at NABC prior to coming here, and then after leaving there, I worked for Voice America, you know, as a independent contractor.
That is the beauty of radio, no physical commitment.
But while we were away... I was stalked by a little year and a half old, and she come into my bedroom one day and go, I missed you. And
these are messages you have to be careful when you put them out to the universe. Like if you say, I don't want to find something, or I don't want children. And Nate was like, no, I do not want children. And then this little 1.5-year-old came along.
Well, yeah, she's a niece, my brother didn't have the capacity to take care of her, and he did the right thing by that. But
you did the right thing.
No, he did. He played part in that. You know, he knows that he can't. So, you know.
Well, Nate is one of the most generous, loving, incredible people I've ever met in my life. And he's truly like a brother to me. And I am so grateful to have him, well, here with me live in the studio, for one, and being a part of my show again. And we'll probably be launching another version of The Naked Truth as well. Or maybe it'll incorporate it into a segment here. Of course, you have to work Saturday, so he might not be up for that. But no, I mean, I was so happy when I found out you were coming home. It seems like a lot of my life shifted as all these incredible people started showing up again in my life.
It was hard after getting out of school with the economy tanking, and wasn't capable of doing you know what I wanted. And Jeff kept on leaving the door open for me to come back, and I finally said, you know, it's time to take care of my family.
Well, let's talk about Jeff again for a minute since he's not here. No, Jeff did over the years, I mean, several times, and he's been so busy having taken ownership and being the president of Voice America. And he would reach out to me once or twice a year and go, I want you over here. I want you over here. I'm like, okay, but what do I do? And then I wouldn't hear from him. And they'd be like, I want you over here. I want you over here. Okay, but what do I do? And then I wouldn't hear from him. But thanks to Nate, when Nate came back, he's like, I'm getting you and Jeff together. And we all went to Keegan's.
Y'all had the same disease as, like, y'all both talk, but, you know, never made it, made the connection there.
Well, you know, I also believe everything also happens for a reason when the timing is right. You know, it's all about being in the right place in the right time. And I probably wouldn't have been in perhaps the right mindset or whatever. And now I have an incredible team around me. We've got Jen Wolf here in the studio, my partner. So I no longer have to write commercials again. This is so amazing.
We used to do a good job.
And then Kent McDonald. What's that?
We used to do good copy.
Well, the best copy. In fact, we're going to treat you to some of our commercials on the other side of this break.
Not some of my better work.
We have one of the most favorite things that we used to do on The Naked Truth is I'm demented and sad, but social. So those of you who know that part of my personality is that I love parody commercials. If I wasn't working like sports television or something, I was going to work for NBC or Saturday Night Live. Like, that was my goal, because people are like, you are so whacked. Like, you can't believe some of the things that come out of your mouth. I'm like, that's right. Don't judge a book by its cover. So Nate and I used to write these really awesome parody commercials. And when we were on, our show was on another station. During the day, it was Renaissance Radio. And at night, it was Renegade Radio. So after 10 o'clock at night on an AM station, you can do anything. And let me tell you, we did. I mean, there really wasn't anything. I mean, our tagline was called all talk, all night, all naked.
Yeah. All naked.
So, and we had some, although, we'll talk about our guests and stuff, but we had some incredible guests from, I mean, you name it, the Jason Giambis of the world, Jenna Jameson. Then we got in this little niche where everybody thought we were like a showcase for porn stars. And like, okay, the show is like The Naked Truth, but it's really just a behind the scenes look at life and love and different things that normally you might not have access to. But being in media, you know, we can kind of find out about. So we started, I think, by having Jenna on originally, and then we got the Castle Boutique as a sponsor. And then, like, can you have Houston on? And I'm like, who's Houston? Oh, she's the queen of gangbang. Yeah. Oh, of course. Why not?
You know? I don't know. I want everybody knowing about that.
Oh, sorry.
Did you want them to know you partied with her until 1 o'clock in the morning up in your hotel room?
The funny thing about that was that, and some people don't believe me, like, we had a tendency to get big leagued a lot. And, you know, I know a lot about baseball and other sports, so big league's the term that comes to mind the best. But where some people wouldn't give us the time of day. However, when Houston came to town, she was on like 6 different shows, but she had the best time on our show. So after the show, she left, and we got a call from like her manager going, hey, she really loved hanging out with you guys. Do you want to meet her at her hotel room? I was like, Nate, I guess so.
I was single at the time, honey.
That's right. But then,
it's a no-brainer.
What was really great, because she was on like all the major shows and the networks in town and everything, but I got to end up in the video news magazine with her. My picture, you know, saying, hey, she was in Phoenix. I'm like, oh, with me. Can you imagine? So, but we had a really great time. We had Jerry Mathers on. We had an incredible lineup
Bruce
of guests.
Cameron from 6 Simple Ways.
8 Simple Rules, yeah. A lot of the guests we had before they were even hip and popular. You know, now it's a TV show. Like, oh, yeah, worst case scenario, I'm still in touch with Bob Moog. Because he did the game for worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. And every year, like clockwork, last year was the only year I took December off. I was like, I need a break. But like clockwork, I hear from Bob Moog from University Games. And a lot of you don't know him, but I assure you, you've played his games. And they're wonderful for families, relationship, kids, really fun games, Battle of the Sexes, 20 Questions. But every year at Christmas, Bob's like, it's our time again, you know. Like, Bob, we've been dating for 10 years now. Can you believe it? But Nate and I had an incredible time, and The friends that we made over the course of that 10 years that are all still in touch with each other and would still bend over backwards, because I know a ton of people. In fact, that's why the show is called 6 Degrees, because, well, first of all, let me back up. I grew up in Alaska. And
you do any more backing up, we're going to have to write a song about it.
Well, actually, there'll be a book later. That's later in the show. But now I forgot what I was going to say. He has a tendency to do that.
You grew up in Alaska.
I did. And so everybody knows everybody. So it's impossible to... And now I get there's small towns across America. Of course, you're so remote, there's really nowhere to go and hide. So accountability, values, morals, ethics, these are all things we take a little more seriously, perhaps, than the, quote, lower 48. So when I was in the process of doing a rebrand of my show last year, thanks to Richie, we're going to get Richie on sometime, I thought, okay, my show at the time was called Perfect Game, but a lot of people didn't get that, and I was tired of explaining it to everyone, but I had been on an FM station for a while that skewed more male, so they related to sports terms, but I thought, it's time for new, it's time for fresh, and that's what's ironic about today. It's the one-year anniversary of 6 Degrees, and when I really thought about what I did, who I am as a person, and what I'm the most passionate about, whether that includes radio or not, it's connecting people, and I love making connections, and I don't believe we're separated by 6 Degrees. I think we're connected at 6 Degrees. Personally, I think I'm connected at 3 Degrees, but most people wouldn't understand what that meant. So everything that I do on the show and everything I do in my life is about connecting wonderful people and making positive two-way streets. So as a disclaimer, anyone who might be listening to the show for the first time, every single guest, every sponsor is someone that I personally know and have met or come to me because they're high-profile national guests like Mark Victor Hansen later in the show, or through a trusted advisor, somebody that I trust and respect. Also, everything that I promote, I'm doing myself, no matter how crazy it is, Botox or weight loss, you name it, I've done it, I've tried it, because I don't promote to my audience anything I'm not attempting to walk my own talk for. So, Nate, I haven't heard you quiet for so long. Usually he's always intervening.
Well, I don't know anything. I don't know anything important.
Yeah, right.
You're the queen of networking, though. I've my hat's off to you.
Oh, well, again, I think it's connect. I mean, networking, I think, has a bad connotation to it.
Outside of some girls there outside of Las Vegas, I don't know anybody that gets more connected than you.
Well, thank you. Well, you know,
in the best way.
With my clothes on is what you're
right,
saying.
Right, yeah.
Well, something I want to say is 6 Degrees Connected is also just about the fact that why don't we all behave better? If we are connected,
right,
why are we not being better to each other everywhere, across the world, here? You know, it's that important.
And that was actually my whole point. Thank you for bringing that background full circle, is that people need to be more accountable, especially I think we're seeing more of the karma come around a little faster in this
Absolutely.
Current economy, and it's all about being a team player and not a lone ranger anymore. And I'm always just alarmed at why people don't act with more integrity or accountability, because it always gets back to me. Even if I don't want to know about it, it gets back to me. So I think it's something that we should think about, you know, treating others as we wish to be treated.
Now, you know I don't go by that policy. that's the golden rule. I go by a platinum rule.
What is your platinum rule?
Do unto others as they need to be done unto.
Well, we're going to be doing that very quickly, actually. One here, as promised, now again, this show's my show is all about finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical, but I like to have a lot of fun, too, as well as bring you the best information I can possible. But the next two spots are a tribute to our old show, The Naked Truth, as well as our friends program, Killing Time. So I hope you will enjoy them with a little bit of sense of humor. And we will be right back. If you have a question or comment, want to give us your 2 cents on something, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Stop. Friends don't let friends drink and dial. Get the Drunk Dial Directory. This phone guide offers you OPP, other people's past pleasures. There's no need to call your ex when you can call someone else's and score, allowing you 12 degrees of separation. Call someone you don't know It's the right number in the wrong person. Or is it? That's right. The DDD. Thousands of numbers available to fulfill your late night needs. Why spend money on dating services? Spend your time and hard-earned money at the bar. And then after you're sloshingly drunk, like a Kennedy, grab the DDD. Get your late night piece of ass. 99% chance of instant gratification guaranteed. Let's hear from Susie and John, two satisfied customers.
Before Drunk Dial Directory, I never slept with strangers. Thank you, Drunk Dial Directory.
After last call, my first call is with the DDD.
To order your his or hers Drunk Dial Directory, call 1-800-GET-SOME for just three easy, and we mean easy, installments of just $19.95, plus $287 for shipping and handling. Now available in Cheetah.
Sponsored in part by our friends at LightSwitchCondoms.com, when beauty is only a bulb away.
Hi kids, Man Matt here from the Killing Time program to discuss a crisis facing many young men at bars all across America. It's called Pick Us Up Us Solo, or Lack of a Wingman. Friends don't let friends hit on chicks alone. Be a good wingman in these trying times and support your friend to scope, move in, speak with, and pick up women. With the help of one pal, our heroes will be positioned to bang more chicks. Remember, when one man scores, we all score.
Brought to you by the makers of the Killing Time program and your real friends at the Wingman Foundation.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and if you just tuned in, you're just in time to find out that we announced we are bi today. That's right. We are one extreme to the other. FM, alternative music and talk on 106.7 KWSS and world's largest internet radio network, VoiceAmerica.com. We are on Voice America Variety and Voice America Health and Wellness. We are visiting with my very dear friend and co-host, Nathan Jet Fuel. That's right. My name Jet on the Fuel. Other show was Hardcore, by the way. We also had a third party, Gina, who was G-Spot. So.
You should have been Softcore because you really never were all that hard.
I'm feeling a little soft today. Yeah, of course, I'm 10 years older. So, what's that?
I said the only thing was you had a rock hard body. I would say that. You always kept yourself.
Thank you. Now, my other co-host told me I was a board certified host. Take that as you like it. When Pete Cummings, yeah. Oh, we need to get Pete on the show one day. Well, that'll be a blast. So, Nate and I, as we were talking, and hope you enjoyed those last few spots. Actually, I have a PSA commercial that we need to record, the PSA for the Professional Spooning Association, that is very vital, especially in these trying times. But and we also have got Kent McDonald, my executive development director here in the studio, and Jen Wolf, my partner for 6 Degrees Media and owner of Wolf Creative. So, Kent, welcome.
Thank you.
Kent has quite an extensive background in media sales and radio himself. And he's a chef. Doesn't get any better than that. Speaking of which, we have beautiful flowers and champagne in the studio. Because that's yes. You can drink on internet radio. Woohoo! So, cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Congratulations.
Thank
Pass
you.
The gums. Look out, stomach. Here it comes. To the best people we know.
Yes.
Don't mind that dead air. I'm gonna be on HCG another week now. So,
Ryan, we'll need a brass pole in here. Michelle's drinking champagne.
Oh, the studio will be complete then. Actually, the funny thing is that's not so far off. We had a Christmas party. I think it was the last Christmas party. We were all together at the old network. And we used to have these cubes. And then they tore down all the cubes, but they left the power cords. Like, there used to be these poles from the ceiling where, you know, that had the electric plugs. They
what don't know. Old time.
Yeah. Well, apparently I was pretty wasted. And it was similar to a poll. We need Donnie in on this show.
Yeah.
Some things never change, do they, Michelle?
Hey, okay, Jen was a little worried before the show when they broke out and they popped the champagne, but I was like, no, dirty martinis. It's dirty martinis. Champagne I can handle. But that's another show. We'll be filming that one live. So, and then we are hopefully bringing on a tequila sponsor, too, because we're going to, thanks to Kent, we're going to revive, we're going to bring back all our... Thanks, Ruben. I'm getting notes from the other side. We're going to revive many of our segments, so I'm looking forward to, we do have a happy hour coming up, the hand-picked happy hour.
That's right.
And we're going to be promoting ABC Bakery, but more importantly, because Kent's background is being a chef, we're going to be bringing back Stick a Fork in It and Lifestyles of the Ravished and Famished, depending on the
venue.
There
we go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't always say trust a fat man when it comes to food.
Exactly. You ever see a skinny chef?
I'm a port leak type of guy, so I know the difference.
Did you ever see a skinny chef?
No.
Ever? Never. No.
My wife. I have to say that, though.
Yes, that's right. She's a chef, too, so we have all kinds of culinary talent in here.
That was smart.
I'm pretty good behind the stove myself, but I'm a cook.
Yeah, Nate is master of the grill.
I'm a cook. You know the difference between a cook and a chef?
No, I don't.
Well, a chef has an apprentice coming behind him to do the dishes. I don't have that apprentice, so I'm a cook.
Yes, exactly.
But I know what it's like to work behind a chef because they make twice the mess that any normal person would do. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. Yep.
Oh, there's a contraption I don't know how to use, but let me try to figure that out and dirty it all up.
I can use 8 pans and 4 bowls just to make a salad.
Right.
You know, and I'm happy doing it.
And there's a school out there teaching people to do it because my wife does the same thing.
Well, I've got to ask a question. Why can't you just use one bowl?
There's no fun.
There's no experience in that.
Yeah, really.
Anybody can do that, but a chef.
Plus, you got help behind you.
Right.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
You got to keep them occupied.
Now, I, as you know, am a triple Virgo, and I enjoy being beyond clean. And then when we go through our list of what we look for in other people, hygiene's number one, you know, brushing, flossing, all that great stuff.
Yeah, she serves you a salad. It tastes like Windex because the leaves are
really. Yeah.
Well, the only room in the house, which, of course, in my house doesn't get any use at all, would be the kitchen. But the only thing I don't like cleaning is food. Like, that I like to stay as far away from as possible.
Really?
Yeah, I don't enjoy cleaning up after food.
Have you talked to people about this?
Eating professionally? Or?
Right. Yeah.
I think you're a great cook. I love that one dish with the...
You've actually you seen mean George Michelle and I? Eat?
Michelle makes this great dish. It's
I don't do anything without George.
I think it's linguine and avocado and chicken. And
okay, because that only requires boiling water. Yeah, and then some fresh ingredients on top. So
that's
it was
safe.
Avocado, tomato, feta avocado, cheese, tomato, feta cheese. Sometimes some chicken. But George really does all my cooking for me. I couldn't do anything
lots of
without
garlic.
George.
Lots of garlic. I like it, though.
I think we need George as a sponsor to the show.
Really?
George Foreman, of course.
Yes.
That's the only man I have in the kitchen. So. Who'd you think I was talking about?
I have no idea. Okay.
Yeah, you could burn water pretty good.
Oh, my God. I used to have a roommate that would be in our old place. Well, you know, it was tile or whatever, linoleum in the kitchen. And I'd, you know, put water on. She goes, the minute you leave the kitchen, you have no idea what's going on. And I'd forget that there was water boiling, you know, because I just get sidetracked. Yeah, it's not my strongest room in the house. Let's put it at that.
What is your strongest room?
That's another show.
Well, I'm pretty good in the living room.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I'm pretty good in my office.
Well, actually, the great thing is that my office, well, this is amazing being here today. And again, if anyone just tuned in, we are live in a real full studio with an engineer. Not that Shantae is not my favorite engineer. I love you, Shantae. In fact, we got to get you over here somehow. But an
Ruben,
engineer.
Ruben, don't listen to this.
No, so. I love Ruben. And it's so awesome to have, when I was so excited to see Ruben come down the stairs and goes, oh, Ryan's here too. So, but to be in a studio, not broadcasting from my dining room, which ends up being my living room and my office and the green room.
Yeah,
all three combined. But we could broadcast barefoot from there.
You still got my pictures?
Low budget radio.
I do have your pictures. That's a story for another show, too.
Yeah.
I was helping a friend do a garage sale once and sold Nate these pictures. Well, I sold actually most everything to Nate. But
well, they were cardboard posters.
Yeah, they were these posters, and they were all rolled up, and they had these, you know, a bullfighter on them from, you know, what is it, Spain?
Madrid.
And, you know, I sell them to Nate for like $10. Don't even look at them. Well, Nate spends like, I don't know, $300 having both of them framed and matted, and they're beautiful, and he had them at his house. And I'm looking at them, and everybody knows I'm very attached to numbers, especially like 828 or 9, 4, and 7 are my favorite
and
numbers.
69 and a couple.
69, but we need to preface that with why 6 and 9 are my favorite numbers. They can be individual as well, not just together. But we'll talk about that in a sec. I do live on 69th Street, but not that was unintentional.
With the red light on.
But now I lost my train of thought again. Nate always has me do this. Yes. Oh, so I'm looking at the pictures and I go, August 28th, 1947. These pictures have my birthday. In fact, it's probably me as the bullfighter. It could have been. Could have been my own portrait years ago.
Bull something. I don't know. Bullfighter.
I was one of the two.
Red Bull. Let's not go there.
Obviously.
Red Bull, yeah. So I was like, so it was like a joke for years. Like, Nate, when are you bringing those pictures back to me? I mean, they've got my birthday on it. She tried to sell them to me. I was like, no, I'll just wait till you're done with them. But yeah, so it says August 28th, 1949. Then a friend of mine, Mark, has actually been there. He was like, yeah, this place is awesome. So now they're back in my living room.
Yeah. I told her, they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah, they are. They're great.
They're very well done, matted and everything.
But like I said, my favorite numbers are 4, 7, and 9. And we were just talking about this the other day because we are, actually, thanks to Jen and Troy. I don't know if Troy's listening, but
you're partial to 5, 2, and 8, too.
We are going to be launching a segment here on the show, and I want all of you guys out there to help me. This segment is going to be very generic, so it's available to any subject matter, but it's basically going to be, what were you thinking? Because I'd get the strangest, I even got a crazy Facebook email today going, what were you thinking? But it's going to be things that you see, and we want you all to be our roving reporters so that you can, you know, talk to us about different things. But license plates have always been a big thing for me, and I always look at, you know, different plates, and I'm driving down the road going, I know you're driving a Ford Mustang. Why would you put pony on your license plate? Are you getting paid by Ford to advertise for them? Or it's a 4x4 and it says 4x4. The other day I said, I just can't get my iPhone out fast enough to get a picture. The other day it was like a Volkswagen Bug and it said VW. Really? Do you think? You paid extra money to have that. But when, again, 6, 4, 7, and 9 are my favorite numbers. And when I got my very first car, I was here and my license plates came in the mail. And I was so excited to see that there was a 4 and a 9 on my plate. And I didn't really look at it. And I was showing a friend of mine also from Alaska here. I go, look, I got my plates. And he goes, do you have any idea what your plate says? I'm like, I don't know. I just looked at it real quick. Because in Alaska, it's three numbers and three letters, mm-hmm. or three letters first and then three numbers. It said CRZ469. He goes, crazy for 69. I still have those plates. Actually, we'll have to put that, we'll have to scan them. But then I live on 69th Street. Then I heard there could be rumors that some of the station numbers would be changing. I'm like, it just seems to be a reoccurring theme in my life. I have no idea why.
Well, Michelle, I'm hoping you're going to fall in love with the number 6 since 6 Degrees.
I love number 6.
On its year anniversary.
And 6 is the number of communication, which is 2-3. So,
well, one's kind of cute.
Good sign.
One's kind of cute. 7's not too bad either.
7's a master. Well, 7-11. We are going to be right back on the other side. We're going to be visiting with John Petrie of Beautiful Image, but more importantly, author-to-be, to discuss his book, Overcoming Your Inner A-Hole. And I know we're going to get some calls on that one because I bet you have stories to contribute. We'll also be joined by Nathan Jet Fuel Jet, my former co-host from The Naked Truth and executive producer here at Voice America. I think we're almost out. I can't see the little hand signals, but oh, there's the music that helps. So we'll see you on the other side. Don't touch that dial or click that button, I guess, if you're on the internet. Hit me with your eyes so sweetly. Oh, you know that yes, I love to get to know you.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Healthcare is a topic that is prevalent on everybody's mind these days. We've heard of the reform efforts that are going on in government. Where can you get some of the most up-to-date answers that you need? Tune in to Clint's Cures, Answers for Your Healthcare, with host Clint Maun. Clint has over 40 years of experience in the healthcare profession and is prepared to offer the answers and solutions to your questions. Listen to Clint's Cures every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
If your pets could talk, they'd tell you to tune in to Pet Shop Talk. Join internationally recognized animal massage therapist Lola Jean Michelin every week for a show that covers everything from nutrition, healthcare, and training for your pet or animal. Lola and her guest experts will bring you the latest trends in the pet care industry. And even if you're not a pet owner, you'll find out why pets do the crazy things they do. Tune in each Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness. And that's right, if you just tuned in today, it is official. We are proud to be bi. We are FM Alternative Music 106.7 KWSS in Phoenix, Scottsdale, and the world's largest internet radio network, Voice America, Voice America Variety, and Voice America Health and Wellness. And once again, we are live, so you can reach out and touch us if you like. Joining me today is famed Chicken Soup for the Soul author and America's Ambassador for Positivity, Mark Victor Hansen, to promote his upcoming free breakfast. That's June 8th. And his Wealthy Writer's Wisdom program. He'll be here at 11:30. Right now, it's John Petrie of Beautiful Image, author-to-be. John will also be joining me for breakfast along with Steve Kellogg, who's here in the studio, and he'll be joining us and chiming in briefly. And John, you have a book coming up. In fact, you had entered Neil Donald Walsh's book writing contest, but your book is Overcoming Your Inner A-Hole. And we're going to hear all about that today. And one of my favorite things about John, and if this is the first time you've heard 6 Degrees, my show's all about finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical, and everything in between. And so I love people and situations that bridge that gap, that show both sides, because you've had an incredible life and have really made a huge transformation. Yes. Thanks to Belinda.
Thanks to Belinda, yeah, my lovely third wife.
Yeah, I think three is a magic number. I was just having that conversation with someone. I go,
two's
I have
the magic
a personal
number.
Theory. Okay, two for you. Okay, in your case,
yeah,
two.
Two's for me.
Not to get off track, but my personal theory is that most people that have been married once will end up married three times because they go once and it doesn't work. Number two ends up being the polar opposite of the first person, so they think there's no way the same mistakes can happen twice. But they end up being so polar opposite in the wrong direction, and that by the third time, they've kind of balanced east and west, right and left, right and wrong. The third time, they take a little bit more time to make that decision, and it's everything they wanted it to be.
Oh, they're just numb at this point. They're just numb.
No, my mom's anniversary, my mom... I watched her do that. That's why I know so much about it. And hi, Mom. I don't know if she's listening, but and as of June 1st, she's been married 20 years to my stepdad, Mark, who's really great, really great. So
I've been married for 4 years. It feels like 20.
Well, I told my first wife.
Because there's so much love there.
I told my first wife that thanks for 5 great years of marriage, but we were married 12 at the time, right. So.
Well, she's also your inspiration for. She is your inspiration for overcoming your inner a-hole, and then
Belinda. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But your first wife is your a-hole inspiration.
Well, it was a lot of years in the making, but she brought things to a head. She had a lot of her own problems, and I think I had mentioned to you that at one point, after 14 years of marriage, I was sitting in my darkened basement with a double-barrel shotgun in my mouth, ready to end it all, and. Actually, what happened was she came running down the stairs, saw me there, screamed, went back up the stairs, and it became very clear to me in that moment that I wasn't the problem, that she was the problem, and instead of killing myself, I would kill her.
Excellent.
So
justifiable homicide, I guarantee it.
Well, you know, I that went through my mind, and so I ran up the stairs, grabbed her, was ready to throw her down the stairs. She had a long-standing prescription drug abuse problem, and she had fallen lots of times and hurt herself, and so it was going through my brain, well, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I'd get caught, but I probably wouldn't get caught, but what if I did? And it was, well, it would be kind of like temporary insanity because I definitely was at the point where I was crazy.
Well, and back then there weren't all the crime shows to help you figure out what to do and what not to do so you could commit the perfect crime.
Well, that's true. That's true. So
now there's all kinds of support groups out there for you.
to commit the perfect crime.
Right. I mean, at least they'll educate you on it.
Exactly.
By the way, just so you know, they can take fingerprints off of plastic bags. So that's not a good scenario.
Okay, well, I that
but
wasn't
you wouldn't have
in
known
my
that
scenario.
20 years ago, yeah.
So what do you prefer to use when you bury a body?
I haven't yet, but I have left DNA evidence everywhere I've been. I just drop a strand of hair or two.
Well, from what I hear now, you know, antifreeze, a little bit in water, that's a good thing. Or, well, mix it up. But
we'll
don't worry,
we'll,
Belinda,
we'll
if you're listening.
For
well, this show.
Show
got dark all of a sudden, didn't it?
So you were married for 12 years.
14 at that time.
14,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And
you got paroled, and then what happened?
No, that's not how he got paroled.
No, I actually was never paroled. I'm still in jail. No. But I decided that, hey, I wasn't going to kill myself, that I was going to throw her down the stairs. So literally, I ran upstairs, grabbed her. She's kicking and screaming and clawing, and I grabbed her, raised her over my head. I was at the top of the stairs, and just as I was ready to throw her down, I just had this clear voice in my head that said, put her down. And there wasn't any way that I couldn't listen to not listen to that. I just sat her down and said, get the baby and leave. At that point, I had a 12-year-old and an 8-month-old, and so I went and got the baby trying to get out of the house, and she was broke a pitcher over my head, and I was shielding the baby, holding it, and ended up literally, you know, backhanding her and pushing her away as I left the house. And so at that point, I knew that I had reached a point that I was just totally out of control and I had to do something about it.
Well, I haven't got there yet.
And then how much later? I mean, because your book is about, you are a much different person then. I mean, just by what you describe, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you are a different person.
Oh, yeah. I had, in the interim between my first wife, who passed away from her substance abuse, to meeting Belinda, I was married to Joanne, and she was the polar opposite. Instead of being like a party girl and outgoing, you know, she was an ex-nun and a pediatric nurse. And
like I said,
yeah.
See, here's my theory proven again.
And a great,
so smart.
A great mother for my kids. And wonderful lady. We still talk. I don't know if we could say we're friends, but, you know, she's just a wonderful lady. She did nothing wrong. It was all my fault, totally. Mm-hmm. And I take responsibility for that. And
we're going to record that and play it over again. Ladies, did you just hear that? A guy admitted it was his fault. I'm going to play that every now and then. Hey, listen.
Ruben, go ahead and cut that segment out.
And for angry guys, that's one of the big things is taking responsibility because we're always looking outside of ourselves and saying, hey, it's your fault. It's not my fault. Yeah. If you just do this or be that way, everything would be fine. Why won't you listen to me?
But sometimes it is their fault.
Is it?
Yeah. Me and my wife, we have this situation where I'll ask her a direct question. And it's like I'll ask, how many frogs were there? And she goes, well, they were jumping. I said, well, that's great, but how many were there? Well, they were green. I go, now for the third time, how many? You know? And it's like, I told you, there are five of them. No, you didn't tell me any of that yet.
How many of those green jumping frogs were there?
Yeah, right?
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get more into your inspiration behind your book, because you truly have made a transformation very much from mainstream to metaphysical with a great balance, and I think that's wonderful for other men's men to see that and bridge that gap. And we're going to talk about your book, Overcoming Your Inner A-Hole.
You know how stressed out and tense so many of us are today? You see it at home, work, at school, driving in your car, everywhere. As a result of the unrelieved pressure of modern day life, we are locked in a chronic stress state that wears us out, wears us down, compromises our health, ages us prematurely, and yes, even makes us fat. I'm John Petrie, a board-certified alpha bioticist, and I have good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Since 1971, alpha bioticists have used a fast, safe, effective, and affordable hands-on process that interrupts the stress cycle, and much like rebooting your computer, it reboots the brain. We've assisted over 1 million people just like you to overcome stress, to be stronger, feel less tense, more balanced, and to live a happier, healthier, more pain-free, and productive life. So whether you're a homemaker or an athlete, a secretary or a CEO, I can help you. Call me at 480-607-2505. That's 480-607-2505 or visit tlchealing.com. You've got nothing to lose but your stress.
This is Michelle Kor. Imagine waking up in the morning, removing your contacts, and having 20/20 vision. Too good to be true? Encore Vision Centers can make it happen. Encore Vision Centers are pioneers in the technique of corneal refractive therapy, or CRT. Approved by the FDA, CRT is an exciting new procedure that utilizes custom-fitted contact lenses to gently reshape the surface of your eyes while you sleep. This technique is painless, simple, cost-effective, and 100% reversible. Corneal refractive therapy is ideal for those who don't qualify for traditional eye or LASIK surgery. If you're frustrated with contacts or glasses, this could be the solution for your active lifestyle. Visit them in Tempe, Scottsdale, or at EncoreVisionCenters.com. Call 480-513-4899. That's 480-513-4899. Encore Vision Centers, where seeing is believing.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Jay Caliendo. I have worked with health practitioners in the Valley for over 15 years. It is my opinion Valinda Dupre is one of the more gifted therapists. She's a slice above anyone in her field. Valinda specializes in emotional release, body energy, lymphatic massage, fibromyalgia, and much, much more. Why settle for second best when you could have Valinda? Take it from me, one who really understands energy. To feel better physically and emotionally, Valinda Dupre is my choice. She's at 602-765-1109. That's 602-765-1109. Tell Valinda, medical intuitive Jay Caliendo sent you.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
That was a tribute to you, John. The past you, before you inner came your inner a-hole.
There you go.
We're visiting with John Petrie to discuss his book, and more importantly, we are waiting very soon. Mark Victor Hansen and Steve Kellogg will be joining us to promote the upcoming free breakfast on June 8th, right here at the Chaparral Suites. I believe it's from 7 a.m. till 10. Again, free breakfast. You need to go to WealthyWritersWisdom.com, and in the right hand corner at the top, sign up for the free breakfast, and you'll see all three of us there. Actually, Nate might even be joining us as well. So, an excellent opportunity. I know so many people that have a book with inside them. Trust me, I got a book, a couple books. In fact, I brought my one book story that I actually wrote out, and the story of my life that hasn't come out yet, but trust me, that'll be interesting.
Who's going to play you?
You know, I'm not sure who's going to play me. I hadn't thought about that. Mm. But I know who's going to play the chiropractor. Dr. Hottie's going to play Dr. G, the chiropractor of my life. We had a joke. We have friends that are two chiropractors. One decided to quit. After he became a chiropractor, go L.A. and be an actor. I was like, you can play the other chiropractor in the movie of my life when it comes out.
If you get Jessica Alba to do your part, I'll play my part personally.
Oh, okay, excellent.
And I
could tell you some seriously crazy stories. None as extreme as John's.
We might have to embellish a little bit on my part and yours, but
like our date, or
yeah,
right.
Yeah, instead of having glasses of wine that ended in just friendship, it might go a little bit further this time.
Oh,
but I've cleared it with my wife, you know, on the Jessica Alba thing. So.
Hmm.
She's on your list.
Yeah, well, she gets Hugh Jackman, so.
Oh, okay.
Wolverine, so I get, you know, maybe we can get him involved somehow.
Oh, we're going to have to involve Hercules, too.
Yeah, okay.
Now that Kevin's my friend.
Can I say hello? Because my little girl's listening to us on
Chelsea.
Voice America. Yeah, Chelsea's being a big girl these days.
Yeah, she just turned
out. She's fearless. She's four, but she's fearless. I mean, she jumps right into the pool. From the edge. She don't care how deep the water is. She just goes.
Yep. Sounds like me.
And by the way, keep the gates on the pools because still don't know how people are still having kids falling in pools. But anyway.
It's amazing that anyone could be a sperm donor or have eggs, isn't it? We'll talk about that later. So, John, we're talking about your book, and you're going to be at the breakfast with us. And hopefully, Mark Victor will be able to help us, find out what there's so many people that have incredible books with inside them, and they don't know how to do it right, to get it out there. And I don't think there's a better instructor than him.
Right.
But what inspired you? I mean, you kind of like brushed over. You told us about your turning point and what kind of woke you up. But then, I mean, another of the reasons that you were really angry is that, and you skimmed over it, but your wife technically committed suicide. I mean, had a drug overdose, a prescription drug overdose, which is even, I think, more dangerous because there's a lot of people perhaps we have in our lives that just because it's doctor prescribed doesn't mean that it's okay. And if they're abusing that fact, I mean, you don't have to die of an overdose just because you're a junkie. I mean, you can be a real person that has emotional problems or physical problems and have it be doctor prescribed and take it irresponsibly. But your wife died and left you with an 8-month-old and a 12-month-old. I mean, who wouldn't be bitter about that? 12-year-old, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. I was really angry, unhappy. You can mention her name around me or say anything good for about 10 years. And I met Linda about 8 years later. And she was like the happy stalker. You know, she was just happy all the time. And I was... From the very first time I saw her, I was in a marketing and training office, and I had done a presentation, and they were bringing people in to talk with me. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw her, and I saw this golden glow around her.
And at the time, you did not believe in angels.
I didn't believe in much anything. I was very unhappy. I hid it behind some light sarcastic humor, as most angry guys do. And
let's talk about how much of a jerk you were, because you gave me an example of, like, you're smoking in a restaurant.
Yeah, I'd go into a restaurant and light up a cigarette, and this is back before they had no smoking sections or no smoking restaurants for that matter. And so I'd light up a cigarette, and I'd notice that there'd be people around me that were uncomfortable and that the smoke was bothering. And in a very calm voice, I'd say, "I'm sorry, is my smoking bothering you?" And someone would pipe in and say, "Why, yes." And I'd say, "Well, then you probably should all move."
I'm surprised you don't have broken features on your face on that.
They've all been repaired.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was pretty much of a jerk. I was self-indulgent, and but I was trying to take care of things, and but every little thing would set me off. It was like angry guys, they got this underlying rage. And if you're out there and you get angry about everything for no reason, you probably should check this out. But so when I met Belinda, I just kind of knew that we were going to be together. And, of course, she wasn't interested in me at all. But when we got together, I said, "You're kind of weird. You burn incense and you have crystals." And she said, "You don't know the half of it." And I didn't. And she's kind of drugged me for a long time, kicking and screaming, into a more spiritual approach to life. And we had three timeouts, so to speak, during our relationship. We were separated twice for 6 months and once for a year. And I wasn't a very faithful guy during those times. And she forgave me when I didn't deserve to be forgiven. And she loved me when I didn't love myself. And you have
an incredible life now. And I mean, an amazing life partner. And that's part of the inspiration of your book, is wanting to let people know that they can forgive themselves and they can forgive others and they can overcome or at least be open to a world outside of themselves that they don't even know about. And that's going to be, hopefully with Mark's help, maybe we'll really get that out. Mm-hmm. You're overcoming your inner a-hole to the world.
Yes. And so that's really kind of my mission, is to help transform the world one angry guy at a time, to wake them up and transform them and help them know, because most angry guys have given up hope. I mean, they're in this rut. They don't know they're there, but they're there. And then something usually happens that jars them out of it, and I'd like to get with them before they actually hurt themselves or hurt somebody else.
Well, I used to have a friend that he would say that all women are evil.
I think that was you.
Well, I subscribe because I was one of those angry guys for a long time. It wasn't until I realized what was around me with Amanda. But he goes, all women are evil except for our mothers.
I resemble that remark.
But you better go ask our dad to make sure.
So, John, you've started a blog.
Yes, angryguybooks.com, angryguybooks.com. No www, just angryguybooks.com. And if you'd like to get the 7 secrets that angry guys need to know to awaken to a happier life, you can just go sign up, opt in, and you'll also get a bonus report on 9 keys to beat stress now.
Awesome. So see, don't say I haven't given you anything today. So free stuff. Hopefully all goes well. We're going to be back on the other side with Mark Victor Hansen and Steve Kellogg to promote the upcoming free breakfast, the Wealthy Writer's Wisdom Workshop, June 8th. Trying to keep us all down, down and hold back, but we will never see the truth around. Are you looking for a safe, effective, and affordable way to look and feel years younger without the risk of surgery, chemicals, or drugs? Who says there's no magic wand? Whether you're male or female, young or in your golden years, Beautiful Image of Scottsdale can help you stop aging in its tracks. Keep or improve that youthful glow. Call John at Beautiful Image of Scottsdale at 480-607-2505. From your first session, you can see that the treatment reduces or eliminates fine lines, creases and wrinkles, hydrates and revitalizes the skin, firms, contours, tightens and lifts, clears dark circles and puffiness under the eyes, and can even diminish acne, sinusitis, and rosacea. Mention you heard this on 6 Degrees with Michelle Kaur and save 50% off your first visit. Call John at 480-607-2505 or go to beautifulimageofscottsdale.com. This is Michelle Kaur. Join me on the road to fabulous with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG diet plan. Trying to shed that extra 10, 20, or 40 pounds and unwanted inches? Why wait? Try a new approach at Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG natural hormone diet. Lose weight, reset, and increase your base metabolism and maintain your weight loss. HCG can help you lose an average of 1 to 3 pounds per day while helping you to modify your eating habits and reset your metabolism for long-term results. Get a one-on-one complimentary consultation by calling Vita Bella today. Be good to yourself. You're worth it. Look and feel your best. A new you for the new year. Tell them I sent you. All 6 Degrees and KWSS listeners receive a $150 gift card. 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sex a thing, you. Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not.
Welcome back, and listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees, and very shortly we will be joined by Mark Victor Hansen. He is just finishing up his Vegas workshop, so I'll tell you a little bit about his upcoming Arizona workshop. It is Tuesday, June 8th, from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Chaparral Suites, and that's 5001 North Scottsdale Road. Again, it is a free breakfast to promote the WealthyWritersWisdom.com workshop, which I learned all about from my connectors group that I'm very proud to be a part of, and my good dear friend Steve Kellogg, who's here in the studio today. And I love Steve because Steve helps people. get their message down to something that I can work with on air? Because a lot of you have incredible businesses, products, and services, but you don't know how to be in alignment with your brand and get your messaging straight so that I can help you get those out. And that's what Steve does. So, Steve, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for being here on such short notice. And more importantly, thanks for lining us up with Mark Victor Hansen when you said barely a week ago, Thursday, that he was coming to town and you were helping promote the workshop. I know so many incredible writers. In fact, I myself have a book idea that I want to write. I've got the whole lucky napkin idea right here for me. But just something that is overwhelming, and I didn't know where to start, and that's something that you do.
Absolutely. First of all, Mark's program is very good for this, especially for first-time writers. Now, I've been writing already e-books and self-published last year, but the program is still a very valuable supplement. But the whole thing is you've got to have a great idea.
Right.
And then Mark will tell you, 80% of it is the title.
Well, you've
got to have a title that just jumps off the shelf.
It's the title and it's the cover, by the way. Mm. I mean, because we do judge books by their covers, and being in media for the last 10 years, when I get hundreds of books literally across my desk or sent to me, and I look at the cover and go, did you do this in your garage? Not sure. You know, you can self-publish, but you better do it right. And speaking of Mark will tell you, Mark is joining us live. So, Mark, thank you so much. We are visiting with Mark Victor Hansen. Hello, how are you?
I am honored to be in your show, and I heard the last few minutes, and thank whoever's talking. Giving me that acknowledgement, thank you.
Well, and I don't think you need an introduction, but of course, Mark is the famed author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and America's Ambassador for Positivity. So I want to make sure I got that out there. You're going to be in town here. We get you in Scottsdale, but we have listeners around the world, around the country. So I want to be sure that I also promote your other upcoming conferences. You're in Vegas today.
I'm in Vegas, and what we're doing is we're doing what's called Wealthy Writer's Wisdom, because according to all the research at USA Today, 82% of us want to get off our bucket list and write a book. So I'm doing a seven-city tour right now and helping everyone get the book written off their bucket list, whether they want to write fiction or nonfiction. I love writers and writing, and we just finished a big seminar here in Vegas, and everybody was enamored, I can tell you that.
Oh, I can only imagine, because you have such incredible energy, for one. We get you next week, so Tuesday, June 8th, at the Chaparral Suite, 7 to 10 a.m. And if you go to wealthywriterswisdom.com, in the right-hand corner, if you click free breakfast, you can register. Also, you're going to be in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Costa Mesa, and San Diego, and all those dates are posted on your website. But what inspired you to write and create the Wealthy Writers Wisdom program? Because this is a program that we can log into virtually, but also get a little live coaching from the master.
Well, what happens is that everywhere I go, and I talk to 250,000 people live around the world, in China and Asia and Russia and everywhere, all over the United States, and they say, oh my God, I got to write a book, and I want to write this book. And I said, well, good. And then they say, well, tell me how. Like, I could tell them in one sentence. I said, no, I'll just tell you everything I know. Like, you're talking about titles and covers. We do one whole video on cover design. We do another, you know, and say, here's what you got to do to make sure that works, and here's what you got to do, 8 ways to do a title, and 38 ways to market it, because he was saying, a second ago, I say a book's done, when a book's done and a great book, it's 10% done. The next 90% is marketing, advertising, selling, and hustling. And obviously, I've sold, the Chicken Soup series and the other money books I've written, like 1 Minute Millionaire and Richest Kids in America. I've sold 157 million books, and Guinness Book of Records says I'm the world's best-selling nonfiction author. So I want to help everybody launch and be as successful as they can possibly be. My introducer this morning said, if you want to be basketball's best, you watch Michael Jordan. Well, if you want to be writer's best, listen to Mark. So I just want to help everybody, suck it in, tough it out, and be a great inspirational writer that's an influencer of influencer and makes a lot of money and has a lot of fun doing it.
Do you teach people on how to make men cry when they read your book? Is that a segment that you teach? Because every time I read one of yours, I get all misty.
I'm glad you get all misty and cry. Everyone says, you and Jack cry. If we didn't cry, you would never see a story. So I'm the biggest crybaby you ever saw. I'm pretty big. I look like a giant athlete, but I love
my wife can't read one of your books. My wife can't read one of your books around me because she hates crying in front of me. So
that's it. But it's amazing. We work at a lot of restaurants where if you come in alone, like to Famous Dave's Rib Factory, you know, they say, if you're alone, would you like to have one of these books? And we'll have somebody else, and you read the story out loud, and then both of you cry. And the way out, they buy one of our books because it's one of the crazy, what we call bypass marketing. One of the markets is not a bookstore or a club store. And we just have so much fun with it because everyone needs a good cry. And most of us have pent-up grief. We all have wounded souls. I mean, you know, if you're a big macho man and you're an athlete, you're not supposed to, you know, share that. But I can promise you, a lot of the best football players, basketball players, wrestlers, boxers, are all friends of mine, and all of them are good at crying.
I like how you can identify with the story. Generally, you can identify with something in your life that, you know, does that, and I think it's what's important about the book is it's revealing
so
about yourself.
I'm so thankful to hear you say that. That's exactly correct. We say that one of our seven criteria, but they cause happy tears. Like I talked to 10,000 Marines and say, we don't cry, but you made our eyeballs sweaty.
I could see that from a Marine.
Yeah, they got to cause instantaneous behavioral change. In other words, you know, guy said I was going to kill myself. I read your story and I didn't. And a guy in Lebanon said, you know, our country is going to be taken over by Syria. And every night I read the 10,000 guys who got to defend our country. And the guy standing behind him had his two hands cut off and was smiling. He said, your stories saved my life. And I defended our country. And you go, God, Jack and I never thought our chicken soup for the soul could have that kind of impact and make hungry people get fed and people out of work get back to work. And just, I can go into the depth of all those stories that cause tears and heartache and breakthrough. And it is.
Well, I think you should send me a book and title it on the inside, say, sorry for making your wife cry. And send that in.
Well, if you send me a note at the office, I'll gladly sign one, and I'll put her name in it, even if you give me her name. How's that?
I appreciate it. I'll probably come and see you on Tuesday.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bring a book and I'll sign it. I won't have any books because I'm not going back to my office between now and Tuesday.
I'll have a book in hand.
In fact, everybody here in the studio plans on attending Tuesday's free breakfast. And I've been re-inspired because I went to your website and I'm getting the free little information tidbits that come out to you automatically. But I'd love to tell my audience more about how this works because being in radio for 10 years, I met so many incredible people that have these really wonderful books that they've either already written or they want to write inside them, like myself, but I don't know where to start.
Yeah, so in answer to your question, a great Phoenician and I worked together, and this guy had to fill in the blank, how to write your playbook, and then we wrote together how to write a book 7 minutes a day, be done in 90 days, not 90 minutes, you can't be done 90 minutes, 7 minutes a day in 90 days, have your book done, and it's all fill in the blank, what you got to do. So we've made an effortless, easy system. And then the other thing, I keep saying, how do I make this better for the readers so they really get their book done, because most people, like you say, have all this pent-up imagination and brilliance and desire and ambition. And so I wrote down, what I need is an author concierge. And sure enough, Sidney Sheldon, who did I Dream a Genie, you know, Patty Duke, mm-hmm. Heart to Heart, 360 million books, was at the time he was alive, world's best-selling author, died at 92. His finisher, as he called her, who is a friend of mine too. You're in TV studios and radio studios with a lot of other authors during more than 5,000 media events, sort of like this one. And, you know, I met Sydney and her a lot of times, and she called and said, I still want to keep working and helping writers. Is there anything you can do, Mark? I said, oh my God, I've started this wealthywriterswisdom.com, and I want everybody to be able to pull the book out of them and get it off their bucket list and get it. And most people got 10 or 20 books. I mean, I've written 305 bestsellers. So, I know how to do this. I want to teach you, and I need you to hold their hand. And we have her call back every person that joins our little system, and she calls them and holds their hand through their titles and through pagination and through ISBN numbers and through how do you get a copyright if you're a self-publisher, or how do you get to a publisher or one of the 1,500 agents alive. What is it you do? And we help you. We have quarterly meetings. So we have 11 videos plus a bunch of bonuses, because every month at least I do one video with somebody that nobody could get with that's doing stuff that's amazing. Like right now I'm writing another book. I'm writing a lot of books at the same time, but with Bill Frohlich, the guy who did MacGyver, and we're showing how we get out of the economic doo-doo right now. Like MacGyver, how he saved the world in the last 2 minutes of the show. So Bill Frohlich and I look exactly alike. We're doppelgangers. I mean, the celebrity look-alikes. And people walk up to him and say, Mark, oh, ooh, you're not Mark. And then they walk up to me and say, oh, Bill. And you know, we're best friends, and we've got this book that's going to come out shortly called You Are the Solution.
He must be a pretty handsome guy then.
He's good looking. I look at him and I say, he's good looking.
Now, as you mentioned, some of the aspects of the benefits of being a part of your program is they get you live and they get to be on large conference calls. What are some of the other membership benefits when you become a part of the system?
Yeah, the benefits of the system is, first of all, you get the 11 videos wherever you are in the world. Second of all, you get an author concierge, somebody that's going to help you all the time. Third, I'm on the telephone calls monthly and quarterly. We have a major meeting somewhere around the country, and we show you the latest, greatest breakthrough. Like the last one we had, the guy who invented LeapFrog and sold it for $4.5 billion to Michael Milken, his name is Jim Margraff. I invested in his company, and he's now got out what's called a smart pen. And I don't know if you've got one or bought one yet, but it's the fastest-selling new computer in America. You write with it, and if you're at a lecture, it tape records the whole lecture, and then it's got a Bose sound system with little earphones to your ears.
I've seen those.
They're so amazing, because like if we were in, we went over the border from Arizona to Mexico, and I know there's a problem right now, and you didn't know how to get to the toilet, you'd write toilet, click it twice, and it's already got Spanish coded in, and it goes baños, and it tells you what to say. And three times if you're in China, it says it in Mandarin or any language. It can program to every language. So it's called the active book, and it means that if you write a book, and we had a guy that's the only living Holocaust survivor in a lecture today, I said, if you had your book here, and I wanted to ask you a question about the Holocaust, I just write in your name, click it three times, and in a WAV file, it write to you from my computer to your computer, and that's called a new name I put on it. It's called Active Book. Jim and I came up with the name together.
Wow.
You and Steve Jobs should get together with...
Say what?
You and Steve Jobs should get together and do something with... Yeah, right?
Yeah, now Steve Jobs is also changing the book business with iPad and all that and the iPhone, and now...
They say that they're going to be trying to do that in schools with that iPad thing.
They are, and what happens is one of the predict. I got four major predictions that I'll do on Tuesday of how the book industry is changing, because Seth Godin said every publisher is going to be bankrupt in 6 months. And, I'm with the world's biggest publisher, 105, and Random House, and they've laid off 200 people in the last month. So it does break my heart. And I love books and bookstores and a lot of border stores going out of business. Arizona, where I'm at half the time with Crystal, is, and we live half the time in California, but are still open, but most places in the country have died, and it just breaks my heart because I love books and bookstores. So I'm saying, look, here's the four places the books are going to go, and if you write, what our friend Wayne Gretzky say, go where the hockey puck's going, not where it's been. Well, I say write where the market's going, and the market's getting bigger, not smaller. And here's one of the companies I'll talk about that I'm affiliated with. You can press a button and go into 130 languages at a time. And so the question you got to ask yourself is, does somebody who speaks Ugandese or Bahasa or Telugu or Kannadese or Farsi or any other language, should they be entitled to have an information? Well, yeah, the way the world's going to work is the only lack we have is awareness. So if we can bring up the awareness, thank God for the computer, say God for Wi-Fi, thank God for all the technology. That's what paper got us into the business with the guys in Wall Street that were corrupt, but paper writing us out of the solution, which is what I believe, is I want to get everybody to write the stuff that's the solution. I show you how to get it published, printed instantaneously now, so we get the solution going. Like, I've just written up the solution, and now we're working out. In 2 weeks, we're going to go down and suck up all the oil in the Gulf with the world's greatest inventor, John Petrie, just because I came up with the idea. And I said, Petrie, can you make this happen? And he did. And now we've got everybody working with us, Richard Branson, everyone. And what I'm saying is, writers are the most important people in the world. I'm going to be glad to be with you all on Tuesday. I'm glad that everybody in a radio station is coming up, because everybody in the media business needs to have writing as one of the outreaches of all the good that they can do. Do you agree with that, Michelle?
I agree with that 100%. I want to be respectful of your time, Mark. Are you able to hang with us for a few more minutes, or do I need to let you go?
Yeah, no, I can have three more minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then we'll suspend the break three more minutes, Ruben, and so we can get everything in with Mark. I love what you're doing, because
so kind to me.
Oh no, thank you. I've had this book idea probably for 5 years now, and I have my query letter all written out, and I have some incredible world class authors that agreed to be a part of my book. I just don't know how to get it from my brain, the rest of it, out on paper. So I'm looking forward to you being my inspiration, and I know you will be. And I'm really enjoying the little tidbits that I'm getting from having registered for your site. And I very much look forward to being part of Tuesday's event. And having, again, been in media for 10 years and meeting all these great people that have these books inside them, that even when they get it on paper, their branding is out of alignment for their, like what you were saying, exactly. That really important part that any TV or radio station or internet station that's going to get this book isn't going to take it seriously because it looks like you did the cover in your living room.
Exactly, and that's why I teach you how to even do what's called applied kinesiology muscle test all your cover and every part of your cover and the quadrants of your cover, and you do it with a third-party neutral person that's not invested. You can't do it with your husband or wife and says, oh, honey, that's the best cover I've ever seen, Michelle. You are so smart to do a cover that's black on black. That looks like a panther.
You wouldn't get that from me.
Well, no. I tell people,
that
like,
looks like crud.
If you're writing your own book and you're self-publishing, you know, if you're self-
married?
No.
She wouldn't have me. It's a long story.
Voice of America's got both of you, though, so they are lucky, and all of you listeners around the world are lucky. Thank you. I love Voice of America. It's been good to me again.
Yeah, you know, we have some mutual friends. I know you're friends with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who has a show here, too.
Absolutely.
Who I love,
yep.
And adore. I got to babysit, yep. him when he was in Sedona. And yep. I've had Barry Spilchuk.
I'm very blessed with Voice of America, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're honored to have you here today. Again, I love what you were saying about what teaching people what they need to know so that they are seen and they are heard, and more importantly, they are read. I tell people, like, if you're publishing this book yourself, that's great, but you need to go stand in the middle of Barnes & Noble in the section that has your book, and you need to follow the other copies of success, because if I look at the cover and it doesn't speak to me, I'm going to miss out on everything else.
That's right. That's why in all books in the future, even more than being cover-driven, like because you're going in a bookstore, it's going to be title-driven, because people are going to look in the 3x2-inch screen in their telephone or 5-inch screen in their telephone, and they're going to go, does that title resonate with me, even before you do this stuff, because you're going to be typing it in by subject area and all that. And I'm showing now, how is that going to work? Because in Japan, one of my partners is selling 16 million books a week because they got G4 phones. We're just going to G4 with G3. AT&T has slowed us down a lot by having old, antiquated, obsolete, diametrically opposed systems to the world, because all of Asia is on G4. Poorest country in the world, Bangladesh, has a system that works, so, you know, all our books are printed in Bengali, and by golly, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I think books are going to be like record players in 20 years, I think. You know, you're going to say, what is that up on the shelf, Dad? Like, oh, that's a book. We used to open those up and read them before we had iPads.
You're exactly right, and the whole iTunes thing, which everyone said wasn't going to make it, I think we've gone from 400 record companies, my friend Peter Goober said, to 4. In 1 year, and iTunes, which wasn't going to sell at all, sold 3 billion single albums. So what I'm saying is a book now needs to be, every chapter has got to be a book, 7 to 10 pages. It's got to be willing to go into a 99-cent store, as willing to sell 99-cent audio, video, and text all at once, which is now called the book, V-O-O-K. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm going to teach, because everyone says, well, you wrote all the Chicken Soup books. Yeah, but since then, I've written gazillions of other books, and the Chicken Soup books are still selling. We've come out with 4 a year now.
Now, are you taking any more suggestions for Chicken Soup books? Because I feel like I'm psychic. I told my friend John, who's here in the studio today, one day we need to get Mark Victor Hansen on my show, because John has a book coming out, Overcoming Your Inner A-Hole. And I said, if we could get Mark Victor Hansen, maybe we could do Chicken Soup for the Hole. I don't know. It's just an idea I want to put out there to you.
I had a friend.
I apologize, but that is one of the titles we can't use because our partners are like Coca-Cola and Campbell's.
So no, just the word hole is what I was always looking for.
Yeah, we can't do that title.
What about Menudo for the Kibasa? Or Kibasa?
Yeah, yeah. No, by the way, that one you can do. Something on the Kibasa. We are for the white bread in this business, so we can't do colorful titles.
One of my friends told me, the Menudo, you know, chicken soup, but they said Menudo for the Kibasa, for the head.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking time out of your incredible schedule, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday the 8th at the Chaparral Suites, 7 to 10, and we'll tell all our listeners to go register today. Thank you again.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I look forward to seeing you at the Chaparral on Tuesday morning at 7.
Excellent. Have an incredible weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
What a nice guy.
Well, he's nicer than you said he was.
Oh, shut up. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You know how stressed out and tense so many of us are today? You see it at home, work, at school, driving in your car, everywhere. As a result of the unrelieved pressure of modern-day life, we are locked in a chronic stress state that wears us out, wears us down, compromises our health, ages us prematurely, and yes, even makes us fat. I'm John Petrie, a board-certified Alpha Bioticist, and I have good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Since 1971, Alpha Bioticists have used a fast, safe, effective, and affordable hands-on process that interrupts the stress cycle, and much like rebooting your computer, it reboots the brain. We've assisted over 1 million people just like you to overcome stress, to be stronger, feel less tense, more balanced, and to live a happier, healthier, more pain-free, and productive life. So whether you're a homemaker or an athlete, a secretary or a CEO, I can help you. Call me at 480-607-2505. That's 480-607-2505 or visit tlchealing.com. You've got nothing to lose but your stress.
This is Dr. Ron Mann with the fourth key element for survival, a positive state of mind. Maintain a positive state of mind to exponentially increase the probability of achieving your goals. A positive mental outlook is essential for success and victory. A positive mental approach creates a strong flow of energy and dynamic willpower. Negative thinking deflates your ability to act, persevere under pressure, and remain psychologically and physically healthy. A fundamental esoteric principle is energy follows thought. It therefore follows that the body cannot achieve what the mind conceives to be impossible. The ability to maintain a positive mental outlook will open doors to new possibilities. For more, join me second Saturdays on 6 Degrees for Mastering Your Mental Game. Visit me at ronmann.com. That's ronmann.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. You've heard of gluten, but don't understand what it is. Well, gluten is that protein in wheat, barley, and rye. Sadly, that chewy protein that makes bagels, breads, and pastas taste so good is actually poison to an estimated 29% of Americans. Eating gluten may cause you to have an immune system reaction. The body is unable to break down gluten into soluble proteins. So instead of metabolizing it correctly, the body treats it as a foreign invader and produces antibodies to combat it. That overreaction may take many forms and cause immune reactivity, autoimmune or skin diseases, inflammation, neurological and digestive disorders, and other undiagnosed conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Are you gluten-free? Well, Stetson Chiropractic will get you and keep you back to health. Join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Call for your complimentary consultation at 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955. Or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Wonder who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder who wrote the book of love?
Welcome back. You've been listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and today was our very first day of being bi. Once again, if you just tuned in, we were FM Alternative Music 106.7, KWSS Phoenix Scottsdale, as well as world's largest internet radio network, Voice America. Proud to say that this is my new home, and I am grateful for Jeff Spinard, who I believe is going to come in, and he's just got about 4 minutes. So, Jeff, if you're out there, I think you were going to come back, and I'm here with my very, very dear friend, like a brother to me, Nathan Jett, Jet Fuel Jett, my co-host from The Naked Truth, as well as executive producer of 6 Degrees, and John Petrie, my dear friend. We are going to be at, along with Stephen Kellogg, we're going to talk to you for just a second, we're going to be at Mark Victor Hansen's free breakfast, the Wealthy Writer's Wisdom Program, again, Tuesday from 7 to 10 a.m. That's right, you need to do your hair early that day, at the Chaparral Suites, 5001 North Scottsdale Road. You can all look that up online. But you can also go to WealthyWritersWisdom.com, sign up for the free breakfast in the right-hand corner up there. And Steve, thank you again. Without Steve, this wouldn't happen. It was great to be able to launch my very first show on the network, as well as my birthday. It is the birthday of 6 Degrees. We launched on KWSS last year. A special thank you to Frank for putting up with me over the last year. It's been a little crazy. And I'm also a part of a connectors group, which fits nicely with my show, 6 Degrees Connected. I don't think we're separated. And I met Steve through that group, as well as my very dear friend, Annie Lloyd. So great minds think alike and work together. And Steve, tell us a little bit about what you do, because it's very, I love what Steve does, because it helps me help all of my guests get their messaging out and in alignment on my show.
Well, thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. First of all, congratulations. A great, great new event and day, and look forward to a wonderful success. What I do mainly is help people with their messaging. And
yes.
A lot of this is just plain copywriting, but most people don't know how to frame a message and to put it in terms that the listener or the reader has interest in.
Yes.
Because we're all looking for what's in it for me.
Thank you.
And everyone says that, and people kind of grab this, but they don't really know how to translate it into speaking, writing, and other types of things like that. So,
and that's what I try to extract for them. So it's so wonderful to have people like you that I can say, you know what, go talk to Steve and then come back to me. Because if you can't tell me what your message is, I can't tell the world what your message is. And there needs to be a connection to those two things. My audience, and the only thing I care about my audience getting is the best information possible, and all they care about it is what's in it for me. Radio, television, internet, AM, FM, internet, you name it, what's in it for me? Why should I stay tuned?
Absolutely. And it takes an entirely different mindset, and it just doesn't happen overnight. And you see it all the time. You see web people doing websites. Welcome to my website. I am passionate about such and such. You know, it doesn't connect with people.
And I should care why?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Makes me feel like I don't speak Chinese, because I'm like, I'm a pretty good communicator. Well, and how can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me through my website, which is info@footprintlearning, F-O-O-T-P-R-I-N-T, learning.com. And that's part, I do a seminar business as well to drive some of the copywriting services.
And if you'd like to shoot me an email, michelle@michellecore.com. Imagine that. I have a real email address now, michelle@michellecore.com. And welcome all your feedback. And we have about 1 minute. So, Jeff, welcome back to the studio. Thank you again.
Why, thank you.
I'm so happy to be a part of the Voice America family.
Well, I'm going to be real quick about this, Michelle. It's been probably about 2 years since we've been talking. I've followed your illustrious career so far.
Thanks.
And I want to be the first person to welcome you to Voice America. We've been around for 10 years now, and I think this is something that's really gonna help grow the show, and we're going to do wonderful things with this. And
yeah.
Once we get you on Voice America TV,
woohoo!
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
We're going big time.
But welcome.
Thank you. And I really do. I love you both, Nathan and Jeff. And I'm honored to be a part of everything that you're creating here. And I really feel like I've come home and I'm back on track. Especially I love Ryan and Ruben that I can't see right now. But it's such an incredible feeling to come home. And I don't know if anything ever feels better than the feeling of old friends or getting off the plane and meeting people or being in love. So all my favorite things, and be able to celebrate those here on my birthday today. I'm very grateful. Thank you both. So, and thanks, Steve, for letting Mark Victor Hansen be a part of our first show. I think that's a landmark.
Pleasure.
So I hope everybody has a safe, incredible, happy weekend, and we will see you in 7.
Listening to Michelle Kore 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kore at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Connected.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.